if you would like to just give us a kind of a brief explanation.
Sure. You want me to?
Whatever. Okay. I mean, if you can talk loud, or we can get a, I don't know if we can get a mic over there.
Here, she can get a mic.
So yeah, it's just fine. It's up to you do a 2-year contract with the state and between the state and the county to cover public health services. And so this is just the newest version that would take us through the end of June 2022. Most of the comparing it to the last contract, most everything is the same for insurance, and all of the county pays 35% of our state nursing positions, so that would be my position, and then I have a full-time nurse and then a part-time nurse. So you guys pay 35% of our salary, and then the state pays 65%. And then whatever revenues we generate through public health go back to the county, which I think I can get all those figures at the budget meetings. Anything new that we're having this year, there is going to be a new maternal child health program, a long-term visitation program that we'll be taking training on. It's called MESH, and we'll be promoting that as we get training and stuff to help serve those families that are willing to sign up from birth to 2 years to do education and promote good health education for families. So that there's more, there'll be more of that as that comes.
So as far as the scope of work is concerned, that's the only thing that really changes is the maternal child health.
Mm-hmm. All of our other programs will be continuation of the services that we've done.
Okay. And in the past, I think we have had the clerk serve as the county representative for our portion of this. I think that as the way things stand now, that rather, because the contract calls for the county commissioner or their representative, and I would think for that portion of it that our representative would be our county administrator, HR person, which would be Matt Cathy, and participation on certain items that has to be done, whether it's employee interviews or evaluations.
Yeah, I hope to not be hiring
you. I'm just trying to get that straight for now so you'll know who the go-to person, because I know in the past you went through the previous clerk.
Yep, and Carrie's done that before, and so we're set in our interviews.
I would think that it would be more appropriate for Matt to handle since he has the HR department and background. But other than that, I think, Clay, your office has reviewed this in terms of form, is that correct?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. And in terms of logistics on getting this signed, the Attorney General's office would like to sign first or have the state sign first. I reviewed it, so realistically, a vote could be held today to approve it, pending receiving signed copies from the state, and then once we get those, I can bring them to you at the next available meeting.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, or I can go around and get signatures.
Yeah, because typically, I mean, that's what how the state handles this. We need to approve the contract. It goes back to the state, then they sign it, it comes back to us. We sign it after. But we need approval, a motion for approval today.
Yes, if you can.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I just have a few more questions for the state best.
Sure.
So, Janet, the when I look at the human resources section in section 3 on attachment A, which is 5-6, I guess I just wanted to get your take because it looks like the commissioners approve or disapprove who's going to fill the vacancy. Is that your interpretation too? I know it's a very sort of commingled system.
Section 3, attachment A.
Yes, page 5 is that human resources section.
Yep. So in the past, whenever we have a state, if you look under, they've had, I only have state nurses. I don't have any county, totally county-funded nurses, so that kind of eliminates that line. But when I was hired, or one of my other state nurse positions are hired, that's when somebody has a representative from the county has sat in on that process.
And the reason I bring that up is because, you know, it can be sort of an awkward arrangement where the county hires, but you are tasked with the day-to-day supervision, and so I just wanted to be able to.
It kind of was more of a committee kind of thing, so that, like, my regional supervisor, myself, probably you, and then maybe one other public health kind of person makes up, like, an interview.
Okay. All right. And you said you don't anticipate me filling this spot?
I really don't have any open positions right now, and I hope not to.
Okay. Great. If you do, yeah, that's fine. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to talk about that section.
With flow, yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Any questions about the commission? I don't think I have any because this hasn't changed. I don't guess I understood. In the past, one of the roles that you played has to do with nursing home and long-term care, and you're working with the Sublet Center in that regard?
We do the LT-101 assessments over there for anybody who's applying for Medicaid. So they request those through the state, and then they come through to us as an assigned, and then we go and do those assessments and through that procedure so that they have, like, a nursing assessment of their mental and physical level of care that they need or where they're at. We also do those for home patients, too. They can apply for a home waiver system, and so then we go to homes and do that for people, too, as those are requested.
Okay. Thank you for that. I just didn't realize that part of the scope, so I have no problem with it.
Yeah. We do a lot of cool things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, commissioners, if there's not any other questions or concerns, then I would entertain a motion that we approve this contract with Public Health and the Department of Health, pending signature by the director and our signature afterwards.
Mr. Chairman. Question ahead of time. Are we doing all three contracts in one motion?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. Mr. Chairman, I shall move.
Okay.
Second.
Any other discussion? We have a motion carried to approve all three contracts. Okay. Is there any other questions or comments? I'll call a question. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. None opposed? Motion carries.
So, pre-warning, I have our public health response coordinator grant and also our prevention grant that are not ready yet. So I'll be coming back next month and running those through Clayton.
Well, maybe you can bring us this contract
for this whole process. Okay. I just
all right, thanks, Sarah. Appreciate it.
Do you have any other? So I did want to tell you we are tentatively rescheduling our blood draw for Pinedale and then at the end of August, first week of September, and we're going to try to add a couple days to Marlton onto that since we postponed.
That would be great. So you, the tentative dates are going to be end of August, first of September?
That first week, yep.
Good.
And I'll be putting that out. And then we're also trying to work with Wyoming Health Fairs to get our in office draws back, and then we can offer antibody testing for COVID for that.
When do you anticipate that?
I have a meeting on it tomorrow, so hopefully soon.
Which brings me to another question. The only testing done by the Department of Health now is for patients with symptoms or those that are going to require surgery. Is that correct?
So they're just testing symptomatic patients, any symptomatic. And
right.
Then I've been able to send, we've had a few close contacts to a positive, and I've been able to send those through the state too.
And then those that are going to be scheduled for surgery?
Those have to go through private labs.
Oh, they do.
People have to pay, or their insurance has to pay. So it's really a bugger on how all this insurance stuff, because insurance doesn't want to pay for asymptomatic testing at all. And so trying to come up with testing options, we're getting a proposal together. I'm almost there to get to Albert Summers so he can help us promote it through Governor and the State Health Officer to get funding to do some surveillance kind of testing.
Do you have any information on availability of testing sites that would test people that are willing to do private pay?
So right now the clinic is taking those people. They're doing
The clinic does?
Uh-huh.
And what's the turnaround time on that?
So now, right now, it's at like 2 to 3 days, and the state's turning theirs over into like 24 hours.
So if an individual wanted to get private testing for travel, let's say, because Alaska's required.
$138 for that test, and then $15 to the clinic.
But if you have the money, they've got the time. In other words, you could go to the clinic, and they could do a test for you if you were willing to pay for it. Now, is that, that's a PCR test?
Yes.
And it has a turnaround of 48 hours?
And on the back side, maybe 3 days at the worst. 2 to 3 days is usually.
Are there specific testing days? I mean, days of the week?
Tuesday and Thursdays, I think they're doing it from like 10 to 11, but you have to call and make an appointment.
So, do you know if somebody goes on Tuesday and get the results back by Thursday?
They're trying to, because they're doing a lot of surgeries for pre-surgery kind of things for Salt Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And those people, they're asking to get their tests and then go home and isolate so they don't expose themselves before they're, so they can have test results in hand by the time they go down to their procedure.
Do they have a limited number of tests available for that because of reagents or whatever?
No, the bugger is that, like, clinic got that Cepheid machine, and then they have another machine too, and then that would allow us to do tests here in county, but they can't get the reagent and the supplies for those machines. So that's the other request that we're going to try to push up through Albert, is to get those supplies from the state level.
So these tests they're doing for private pay, where are they set?
They go to LabCorp, and I don't know, you know, like those are huge.
Okay.
Yeah, companies. But it's just kind of trying to get alternatives for local testing. Sharon's done a huge share, a whole bunch of research, and it's just like one door after another, just you can't get the supplies. So a lot of good those machines do.
I know we discussed the purchase of that. There was some sort of loose promise that those reagents may be available by the fall.
I hope so. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, thanks, Shannon. Appreciate it.
All right, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Commissioner Janice, would please, I know early on in this COVID-19 thing, they said, well, it would be probably later rather than earlier in acquiring a lot of numbers. And it seems to me like the news is showing that it is moving towards us at a fairly rapid rate. So my question is, do you anticipate, number one, a state and or federal county showing more spikes if we progress into the summer?
Unfortunately, I'm sure we will. If you look at Uinta County right now, they're kind of exploding. And they just had a lot of asymptomatic spread. You know, like now that they're doing more testing before procedures, they're picking up, they had a number of people they picked up that were totally asymptomatic, exposed 50 some people at least, you know, and then they're doing contact tracing around those people. And then they had a few businesses and bars, I think, that have had to shut down because there were so many people involved in some clusters. So, yeah, it's just, I think it's a matter of time until we start seeing more. I wish I had a crystal ball. I would like to do the surveillance test so we can kind of isolate those people, try to get our, you know, test some of our frontline essential workers and isolate before, you know, big clusters of exposure happen. I don't know. We're trying to get those testing options so we can.
That protocol hasn't been set up yet, though, has it? Okay. Any more questions? Okay. Thanks, Shannon.
Yep.
Our next item is a discussion with Mr. Wood on the CL bar fence request. Mr. Wood.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, we're just back today to try to bring resolution to the request that we made earlier concerning the deed back in 1993, whereby the county agreed to fence the easement that was given to it. At the last meeting, it was taken under our table, I believe, pending some further look at it by the county commissioners, the county attorney. So we're just back here today to renew our request that the reimbursement be made for the southern fence and that would be paid for the northern fence, which is under construction now, by the way, and we had to move forward to get that going. So that's where we're at, just trying to see if the county can, in effect, do what it said it would do back in 1993.
Clark, do you have anything to add to that?
I guess just a couple questions, just for clarification purposes. Was there, Mr. Chairman, I guess this question would be directed to Mr. Wood. Was there clarification as to the ultimate cost? I know we were talking about the question of fences. I mean, gates, not fences, gates.
The gates had not been, was not arrived at. It would just be out of pocket cost that was charged, would be charged by Mike McKenzie.
Okay. So essentially, I guess it's up to the commission to. So the dollar amount was
$2 per running foot, as opposed to a figure for a barbed wire fence of $3 per running foot. Plus
okay.
Yes. So we would be saving to the county for not constructing, having to construct a legal fence, which would be barbed wire. It's a smooth wire.
And so then the question being posed to the commissioners, as I understand it, is the dollar amount that we had talked, I think it was 20,000 and change, plus the unknown on the gates. Is that right?
That's right.
So I guess at this point it's to the commission to make that choice if there's a motion to approve or disapprove at this point.
Was there any discussion or any further discussion on the setback of that fence for the easement? Or is it going to be the existing easement?
I guess that's a question for the commission if the commission wants to discuss that.
Okay. What do you guys want to discuss?
Well, I'll come right forward. I seem to be the guy on the block, so to speak. I'm going to reach deep here for a minute, probably, and I'm going to say this. I think the county has no, and I'll emphasize no, responsibility for putting up a fence that just divides private property, which is what both of those are doing right now. So the request, in my opinion, should be denied.
May I respond?
Yes, sir.
Just to that point? That point may be well taken, but actually, if you look at it from the standpoint that if the county moves forward and replaces the fence that it agreed to fence in 1993, it can certainly do so. But it would be, at this point, really a waste of expense, though that wouldn't be the request if there's not going to be a reimbursement. The fence along the easement would certainly be what was called for in 93 and what would be satisfactory. The reimbursement is actually an alternative proposal which would save the county money from having to fence 2 miles with a legal barbed wire fence, which would be significantly more expensive than what we're asking, just being reimbursed for what is an alternative to that. If the county proceeds to do what it promised to do in 1993.
Just for, if I may, Mr. Chairman, and clarification on the year, I thought we were 63 or 93?
Oh, I'm sorry.
63. Commissioner Victor.
This is almost like a court of law. We have lawyers on both sides and then we have me. I think one of the first requests that I can remember seeing for this project was we want these fences moved back so that we didn't have people stopping and watching the buffalo or something to that effect. Wording probably not exact, but in essence that's what it meant. The second thing here on this is where we pay for fence that in essence divides somebody's property in two separate pastures, I think that's opening us up, us, the commission, for a lot of different requests. Secondly, I think the first time around I said something probably in jest, but I'm going to be more forward with it. Is the COR Ranch willing to give up that extra property as an easement for the county if they were to address the issues of providing money for that fence?
I'd respond to both points. One, the county is not building a fence to divide private property, is building a fence that it promised in the easement that was given to it in 63 that it would do. Secondly, no, COR is not willing to give up any property.
Then they're building the fences without the ability of the county to submit or ask for, or is it the request for proposal, I think it's the term, to see if in fact that might have been built cheaper or least expensive. We have not had that opportunity. I know the north side, it may be almost completed. Is it completed by now?
No.
It is not. So I still, you know, I still stand by my what I say. I think the county should not be involved in a fence that's dividing private property. And especially not the fact that it was built and then it was asked to reimburse on the first portion of it. I realize you're in the process of building the second half of it. But I'm only one, guys, but I can't see the county. I can't see the county doing that.
So, Clay, I might need some help understanding this. The one question is, if the county is at a valid agreement today that the county entered into in 63 in terms of building a fence. And then the second question is, if I understand this correctly, Mr. Wood, in lieu of building that fence according to the easement that was first described, you wanted a different fence to be reimbursed for a different fence at a lesser cost to the county. Okay, are we looking at the original agreement that we would build a fence along that easement?
So I don't remember the exact language in that form that was partially filled out. It is, at this point, it's probably not necessary to go into all of the opinions of our office as to the potential viability of that agreement. At this point, it's up to the commission to make that decision if the commission so chooses to build a fence. I can go into the opinion that we have provided if it behooves the commission as a reminder. If that would be, if you would like to do that, but it's certainly not necessary for the commission to make a decision at this point. It doesn't necessarily change next steps that I'm sure that Ed and I will be visiting about following this meeting.
So the decision to make today is whether or not to have a motion to either approve or disapprove the fence as requested?
That would be how I see it, yes, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
It appears that the Commissioner Bowser.
Commissioner Bowser.
Well, it's been a few years, Mr. Chairman, since 1963, over 50 years. And I think, in view of today's circumstances, not just the passing of time, but one point is one Board of Commissioners cannot bind the future Board of Commissioners. And I guess if that fence was going to be built, it should have been built on an easement line in 1963 or 64, whenever. I also, in view of the fact, the way circumstances have changed in the last 50 years in terms of concern about wildlife migration, I've heard from property owners up there that are very concerned about interfering with with mule deer migration. So with all that said, I move we deny the request for the fence.
Can I respond to that?
Let's see if we have a second for the motion. We have a motion, do we have a second?
Repeat the
motion by Commissioner Bowser was to deny the request. Okay, now, would you like to?
In address to the deer and animal migration across the 40 Rod Road, we're going to put six fences adjacent to one, or six gates, 30 feet wide. And so we're taking those, putting those gates in on the south side too as well. So those gates will be open and laid back during the migration. I feel as though that's a really good example, maybe a better example than exists in the county yet in other areas where we can lay those back. And the reason I can lay those back is I can time my use of those pastures to offset the migration. It's my endeavor to do that. Also, as I understand the easement, I don't know if there's been an arrangement made with the county for snow removal, but we appreciate that, and we encourage the continued use on the north side.
Thank you. Any other response from the commissioner?
Mr. Chairman, just a question. So you guys are in the process of building the fence on the north side now.
Yes.
Is there room in that right-of-way to plow snow catchers with the fence that you're building?
The county has, you know, used it in the past, and nothing's going to change as a result of this meeting. Inside and outside of the fence, where there are 30-foot gates, the blades are able to turn around. We put one in specifically on the hill that they can't cross in the winter. There's a draw there, so they'll be able to make the loop there. And they can step back even further in the brush. That doesn't bother the CO bar in any way. There's no damage done there. It's a little brush removal. And as well as on the Eamon Lane, there's a lot of snow removal that goes on CLR property, and that's also encouraged. That's good. The citizens of the county need good, clean roads, and absolutely will not be in the way of that.
The snow catchers are basically are outside of the easements. The snow catchers are on the CLR.
Thank you.
Any other questions? So we have a motion to deny the request for the CLR fence. All in favor of this motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Oh, thanks, Kerry.
The next item on our agenda is to have a presentation discussion with Todd Hurd, but I don't think Todd's quite here yet, so we'll. I think we're still expecting him, right? Yeah, we got time, so I guess we'll recess the podcast.